Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Curtain Time!
Of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. The Straw Hat crowd is out in full force tonight, anxious to see the new play. And here on hand for another opening night is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's the inside dope on tonight's play?
Just that it's a comedy, John. Excellent midsummer fare. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, let's glance at the program before the lights are dim. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in I Hate Men. Mr. Elders takes the part of Bill Manning, and Miss Sargent is cast as Nancy Wright.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of I Hate Men. The scene is a city street on a quiet Sunday afternoon. Walking along leisurely are Nancy Wright, the attractive young author, and her publisher, Glenn Sherwood. They're approaching a bookstore.
Oh, look, Glenn.
What's that, Nancy?
Look at this bookshop window.
Oh, yes, your book. Say, that's a beautiful display, Nancy.
Isn't it? Why, it fills the whole window.
As your publisher, well, I particularly like the way the title stands out.
Uh-huh. I Hate Men by Nancy Wright.
Say, now that the book's out, tell me what you really think of men.
Oh, men are all right, I guess. On page 56, I say, quote, "There's nothing wrong with the average man that a good funeral can't fix."
Unquote. But Nancy, really, what's wrong with it?
Well, on page 72, I say that men are vain, arrogant, selfish, narrow-minded, spoiled,
Nancy,
shiftless, self-centered, stubborn, stupid, dull, helpless,
stingy,
slovenly, untruthful, and dumb.
Oh, sure, but nobody's perfect.
Just the same, it was high time somebody wrote a book putting men in their place, and I'm glad I did it. Unless I've written something that's completely different from anything on the market.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, maybe you aren't, but I am. Come on, let's walk around the corner and look at the other window.
Nancy, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, come on.
All right, but I'm afraid your pretty bubble is going to burst.
What are you talking about? Why, Glenn, look. It's the same display.
Oh, no, it isn't. Look at the title of the book.
I Hate Women by Bill Manning. Glenn, what do you know about this book? When did it come out?
Last Wednesday, Nancy. He beat us by 3 days.
I Hate Women by Bill Manning. Who is this Bill Manning?
I don't know, but he's either a liar or a mental case.
He's a plagiarist. That's what he is, a common thief. He stole my idea.
Well, maybe he did.
Well, I know he did. He must have found out that I was writing I Hate Men and then deliberately lifted my idea and twisted it to suit his own depraved masculine purposes.
Nancy, you can't prove that.
Well, just the same, he isn't going to get away with it. I'll sue him.
But you haven't got a case. There's nothing you can do. Say, wait a minute.
What?
Manning got his book out first, but now we're going to get the jump on him.
How?
With publicity.
Publicity?
We're going to give you a big build-up as a man-hater. We're going to put on a campaign that will leave Manning and his book behind in the dust. What do you say?
Why, I'm all for it. Come on, let's go over to your office and see what we can dream up.
No, Nancy, it's Sunday, and I'm not going near the office.
Oh, but
Glenn, tell you what. Let's rent a couple of bicycles and ride through the park. I get some of my best inspirations that way.
Oh, this is fun, Glenn. You know, I haven't been on a bicycle in ages.
Good exercise, too. But now, let me see. You're very photogenic, so we'll capitalize on that.
What kind of pictures do you intend to use?
Oh, anything that will make you look as though you really hate men.
You mean me standing over some man's body with a smoking gun in my hand?
Mm-hmm. That's the idea. Of course, let's tone it down a little.
Well, maybe we could.
Nancy, look out. You'll hit that man walking across the path.
Well, Glenn, I can't stop.
Help! Here, Nancy, let me help you up.
Did I?
You sure did.
But where is...
The body? Just look straight down.
Oh, Glenn, Do you think he's...
Oh, of course not. He'll come to in a minute.
Well, maybe we'd better call a doctor.
A doctor? I should say not. We want a news photographer.
Glenn, are you thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking?
Nancy, it's a natural. This is just the angle we're looking for.
Well, that's right. It is.
I can see the headlines now. Man-hater Nancy Wright assaults man with bicycle.
But, Glenn, suppose he just gets up and walks away.
He can't do that. He's got to bring charges.
Oh, look. He's moving.
Oh.
Yes, he's opening his eyes.
Now he's opening his mouth.
Hey, where am I? What do you think this is? The Indianapolis Speedway? What in blazes were you trying to do anyway? Kill me?
Yes.
Huh? But why?
Because she's a man-hater.
She's a man-hater?
I saw the whole thing. She deliberately ran you down with her bicycle.
I did?
It was cold-blooded assault with a deadly weapon.
I just couldn't resist the temptation.
Well, of all the... I ought to have you arrested.
You're absolutely right. Yes. She's a menace to the public welfare.
Yes.
It's also against the law to kill people on Sunday, so you better have her locked up.
George. I think I will, too.
I'd just like to see you try it.
That does it. I'm going to call a cop and put you behind bars right now.
That's the spirit. But wait a minute. About your picture. I suggested...
Picture? What picture?
Why, for the newspaper.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, don't worry. It's going to be a beautiful picture.
You'll be
stretched out on the ground, all battered and bruised, staring glassy-eyed up at the sky.
Oh, fine, fine. And I suppose she's standing over me with one foot planted triumphantly on my chest.
Why, thank you. That's a wonderful suggestion.
Now, see,
don't you worry about a thing. We'll make it look good. We'll rub some cinders on your face and tear your clothes.
Is that so?
Here, I'll fix your hat right now.
Hey, wait a minute. Just stop jumping on my hat. Stop or I'll...
There. It's completely wrecked.
Ooh, you little... Wait till I find a cop. What's your name and where do you live?
I refuse to say anything that may be used against me.
Her name is Nancy Wright.
Nancy Wright?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Look, if you'll hold her, I'll be glad to get a policeman for you.
Oh, don't bother. I've changed my mind.
Oh, but you can't do that. I deliberately ran you down.
Oh, but you're wrong. It was all my fault.
But I saw the whole thing.
It was criminal negligence on my part. I walked right into your bike.
Oh, but that isn't true.
And look what I've done to it. The handlebar's bent and the fender is dented. How can you ever forgive me?
Well, I...
Why don't you send me a bill and let me pay for the damage? The name is Bill Manning.
Bill Manning.
You're Bill Manning?
Yes, you may have heard of me. I wrote a book called I Hate Women.
Why, you plagiarist. You stole the idea from me.
Oh, no, you stole it from me.
I did not.
Manning, you're talking through your head.
Now, don't get excited. I won't sue.
What?
I have a very understanding nature, Miss Wright, and I forgive you.
You forgive me? Well, of all the nerves.
And in an added burst of generosity, I also forgive you for jumping on my head.
I wish your head had been in it.
It's too bad, though, that your publicity stunt didn't pan out the way you planned. I almost played right into your hands, picture and everything, didn't I? Well, better luck next time.
No, shut up.
Of course. Anything to oblige a lady.
Oh, Glenn, look.
Where?
Over there, at that sailor and his girl.
Hey, they've got a camera.
What do you want a camera for? It's too late now.
That's what you think. Manning, you're still posing for that picture. And you're going to be stretched out unconscious on the ground because I'm going to put you there.
Oh, no, you don't.
Glenn, look out for his right duck. Oh, my eyes.
I'm awfully sorry, Miss Ryder. I didn't mean to hit you.
You clumsy ox.
Listen, you, it was all your fault. You had no business ducking.
Bill Manning, you aren't going to get away with this. Help, police, police, help, murder!
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
Ever since we were children, all of us have known of some rare little treats that always give us real satisfaction and pleasure. Treats like the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar, for example. You begin to enjoy a Snickers bar the moment the crisp wrapper first crackles open in your hand. And you notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating. The golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts. And the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanut, and soft nougat make every bite of a Snickers bar a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
the second act of I Hate Men, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. When Nancy Wright, author of I Hate Men, ran over Bill Manning, author of I Hate Women, with her bicycle, her publisher, Glenn Sherwood, tried to turn the incident into publicity for Nancy's book. But apparently, the publicity has backfired, because the next morning we find Nancy in Sherwood's office. Both writer and publisher seem rather unhappy.
Oh, Glenn, what a mess.
Yes, Nancy, it certainly is. Here's a picture of you and Manning in this paper, too.
Oh, let's see. Oh, isn't that an awful picture? Why, you can't even see my chin.
Oh, but your black eye shows up beautifully.
Oh, that Bill Manning, I could kill him. Just listen to this.
What?
Bill Manning, author of I Hate Women, proved it yesterday afternoon when he planted a solid right on Nancy Wright's left eye.
Mm-hmm.
He... Oh, it's a man, I can't read the rest.
I know how you feel. The papers really gave him a big buildup as a woman hater, all right.
Oh, that heel. First he steals the idea for his book from me, and now he's stolen my publicity campaign.
And it's working, too. I just found out his book is selling like mad. Yours isn't moving at all.
Well, what are we going to do about it? I want revenge.
So do I, but how are we going to get it?
I know. We'll make him fall in love and ruin his reputation as a woman hater.
Great, Nancy. Great. And you can do it, too.
What? You mean I should make him fall in love with me?
Why not?
Nothing doing. I would... Say, why not?
That's what I said.
I'll sweep him off his feet.
Now you're talking.
And after the newspapers announce our engagement, I'll drop him on his stupid head.
Swell. Swell.
And now let me see. I'll start by inviting him to my apartment for dinner tonight.
That's a good idea. After all, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Not if you're using a knife.
Now, Nancy.
Oh, now, don't worry, Glenn. I'm going to be very sweet and charming and captivating. I'll murder him. Will you have some more coffee, Mr. Manning?
Thank you.
I suppose you were quite surprised when I phoned and asked you to dinner.
Oh, no, not at all.
You weren't?
Of course not. All the other girls chase after me, so why shouldn't you?
You mean that the girls like... what other girls?
Oh, there are dozens. They've been plaguing me with telegrams, phone calls, and invitations all day. Ever since that story in the papers this morning.
Are you kidding? Why would they be interested in you?
Because of my picture, I imagine. After all, I am rather handsome. That is, in a good-looking sort of way.
Why, you conceited thing.
I guess I'm just plain irresistible.
Oh, naturally. But tell me something.
Yeah?
Why are all these girls asked to you?
Well, they want to marry me, of course.
Now I've heard everything.
You see, I'm sort of a challenge to them. Any girl can get a man, but it isn't every girl who can get a woman hater.
Now, don't be ridiculous, Mr. Manning. They don't want to marry you.
Well, 18 have already asked me.
18?
Well, that's the latest count. 18 proposals in one day. It's a good thing I didn't let it go to my head.
Yes, isn't it?
Of course, I turned them all down. Poor kids, they must be brokenhearted.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Oh, well, they'll get over it eventually.
Well, if you ask me, they must be a bunch of dopes. They probably all have faces that would scare Boris Karloff.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
At least seven of the girls who called me this morning are celebrities. They're both intelligent and beautiful.
I don't believe it.
Right, you'll be reading about them in tomorrow's papers.
You don't say.
It's a wonderful story, complete with pictures. And it really enhances my reputation as a woman hater.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, any man can be a woman hater, but it takes a pretty rugged woman hater to resist the advances of seven beautiful girls who are ready to kill each other over him.
You're so modest.
Of course, they're just wasting their time.
Tell me, who are these seven lovelorn beauties?
Well, there's Joy Carter there, the heiress.
Joy Carter?
Tony Collins, the torch singer.
Oh, no.
Debbie Moore, the actress.
Can't be.
There are also, let's see, Betty North, the ballerina, Taffy Cooper, the model, Connie Marshall, the tennis star.
I can't believe it.
And last but not least, Nancy Wright, the author.
Nancy, well, of all the conceited nerve. And what gave you the fantastic idea I was chasing you?
Well, aren't you?
No.
You called me and asked me to dinner, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I got...
Even after I gave you a black eye, you're still passionately in love with me, aren't you?
Now, you stop that.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. Don't apologize.
I'm not apologizing.
You're welcome to try and break down my resistance, but I may as well warn you, you haven't got a chance.
Now, listen, you, I wouldn't...
Of course, it would be nicer if you'd just worship me from afar.
Oh!
In that way, you won't be in my hair all the time.
Good morning, Glenn. I suppose you've seen the papers.
I have. And you're the girl who was going to sweep Manning off his feet.
Well, how could I? He was already madly in love with somebody else.
Who?
Himself.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Glenn, I've never seen such colossal conceit in all my life. Honestly, I could have choked him to death cheerfully.
Say, that would have made a good story.
And such fun, too.
Well, he sure pulled a lousy trick on you. Making you his stooge for his own publicity buildup.
Well, I know,
Bill but... Manning, a handsome, irresistible woman-hater, madly pursued by 7 beautiful girls.
But I'm getting even with him tonight for everything, including the black eye.
Well, you are? How?
Well, he's meeting Virgil Evans at the Club Memphis.
Virgil Evans, the columnist?
Yes. Evans wants to write a column about him, and I'm going to be there.
Well, how come?
Oh, Manning wants to impress Evans, so he's going to let me sit around and look at him like a devoted spaniel.
Oh, good gosh.
Glenn, I know I haven't got a chance to make him fall for me.
Well, then...
But suppose I booby-trap him into proposing to me tonight.
Go on.
Then suppose I turn him down flat and that Evans just happens to get hold of the story.
Why, that would be wonderful.
His whole publicity campaign would collapse.
You look like a fool.
And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Say, how in the world are you ever going to get him to propose to you?
No, I've got an angle. Glenn.
Huh?
Isn't that a new book on your desk?
Oh, yes. It's a copy of Will You Marry Me by Sheldon Smirgans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Glenn. I think I've got an angle.
Tom, it's right. When Virgil Evans gets here, just remember to look at me with adoration shining in your eyes.
You mean, Mr. Manning, with a sad, helpless devotion, as though I knew it was all useless, but just couldn't tear myself away.
That's it.
Will it help any if I grovel at your feet?
Well, I... Oh, look, Evans just came in. He's checking his hat.
I see him.
All right, look devoted and start talking to me.
What about?
Oh, just tell me how wonderful I am.
What did you say?
Hey, what's the matter? You act as though you had something else on your mind.
Well, I'm supposed to buy a book for a friend, and I can't remember the title. I've been trying to think of it all evening.
What kind of a book is it?
All I know is that it's a new novel by Sheldon Smirgan.
Oh, that.
Do you know the name of it?
Why, yes.
Well, what is it?
Will You Marry Me?
Marry you? I should say not. Oh, my eye. You hit me in the eye.
Well, it looks as though I got here just in time. I'm Virgil Evans, Mr. Wright. What's going on here?
Oh, it's nothing, Virgil.
It is you, Mr. Evans. I've got a story for you.
Go on.
Bill Manning, the irresistible woman-hater whom all the girls want to marry, just proposed to me, and I turned him down flat.
Now, look.
What?
You
said no?
I said no, exclamation mark.
Great. But why did you sock him in the eye?
That was the exclamation
but,
mark.
But,
Mr. Manning, how about a statement from you? Did you really pop the question?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. All I said was, will you marry me?
No.
I mean, she...
That's all I want to know. Well, good night, Kitty.
No, wait a minute.
Wow, what a scoop.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time Play, starring Harry Elders and Anna Sargent, here is John Weigel.
The next time your whole family is gathered together, may we suggest for added enjoyment of a warm summer evening... a Snickers candy bar that has been chilled in the refrigerator. For a chilled Snickers bar is one of those unusual little treats that everyone in the family can enjoy, boys and girls and adults alike. Every bite of a chilled Snickers bar is a cooling treat. The thick milk chocolate coating is crisp and cold. The golden layer of caramel is cool and creamy and packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts. Over a cold, snow-white nougat center that is abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that cool taste blend you will find only in a chilled Snickers. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. For the third act of I Hate Men, brought to you by the makers of Snickers.
Nancy Wright, the man-hater, in order to get revenge, tricked Bill Manning, the woman-hater, into proposing to her in the presence of Virgil Evans, the columnist. Well, now it's the next morning, and the attractive author is just entering the office of Glenn Sherwood, her publisher.
Good morning, Glenn.
Nancy, congratulations. I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
Thank you.
I've got to hand it to you. You really finished Manning's career as a woman-hater last night, and that isn't all.
No?
The publicity is doing wonders. The sale of your book. Oh, boy, I'll bet Manning feels foolish this morning. He certainly looks foolish.
Well, I don't know about that, Glenn. He's taking it very strangely.
Oh? What do you mean?
He's been sending me flowers all morning.
Flowers? What the devil is he up to?
Well, I wish I knew. I've got a feeling that...
Good morning, Nancy.
Bill Manning.
I had an idea I'd find you here.
What do you want?
Look, Sherwood, if you don't mind, Nancy and I would like to be alone for a while.
We would not.
Well, I hardly think that you...
Why don't you go to a movie? Here's a quarter. Now run along like a good boy.
Thanks. You don't mind if I squander it on bubblegum, do you? I'll be back in 10 minutes, Nancy.
Now, you see here, Bill Manning. I don't know what you're up to, but whatever it is, I don't like it.
Oh?
Why have you been sending me flowers all morning?
Well, isn't it customary for a young man to send flowers to the girl he adores?
Yes. You'd better stop it.
Oh, but Nancy, I've just started. I just bought a greenhouse.
Oh, you idiotic dope.
But I can't help it. I've fallen in love with you.
And when did this awful thing happen?
Last night. When you socked me in the eye, that's when it hit me.
Oh, honestly.
I felt like singing. I still feel like singing. I'm going to buy a guitar and sing love songs under your window.
Fine. I live on the 27th floor.
Then I'll have to get a ladder. Or maybe if I sing in a high voice... Are you angry at me?
Oh, no, of course not. All the other men chase after me, so why shouldn't you? I guess I'm just plain irresistible.
Oh, now look,
Nancy. But it's perfectly all right. Throw yourself at my feet if you wish, but you're just wasting your time.
Listen to me, Nancy.
Better still, you may worship me from afar. The farther, the better. May I suggest China or Siberia?
Oh, Nancy, I'm not really that conceited.
Now, no fear.
I knew what you were up to when you invited me to dinner, so I just put on an act to put you in your place.
Oh? And just what was I up to?
Trying to make me fall in love with you so you could ruin my publicity.
See here, how dare you accuse me of a thing like that?
Because it's true. Of course, it didn't work, so you had to trick me.
Go, you get out of here.
Oh, but darling, I...
Don't you darling me. And seeing you're so much in demand, why don't you go and annoy one of those scads of beautiful girls you've got... chasing after
but
you. After reading this morning's papers, I'm sure they'll be overjoyed to see you.
But, Nancy,
go pester that ballerina or the torch singer or the heiress. Go on.
Well, it's a thought. Maybe I will. Yes, I will.
Minute, please.
Good morning, Nancy.
Oh, Glenn, come in. Well, what brings you here so early in the day?
Why, several things, Nancy. First, I want to talk to you about your next book. Then...
Yes?
I saw Bill Manning this morning.
What's that heel up to now?
Oh, nothing. He just asked me to give you this package.
Does it tick?
Nancy, don't be like that. Go on now. Go on. Open it up.
Oh, all right.
Look, why are you so rough on Manning anyway?
Why?
Yes, the guy's crazy about you.
I don't believe it. What's more, I don't care. I don't want to have anything to do with him. What? Glenn, look.
What is it?
It's a copy of Sheldon Schmergen's Will You Marry Me? Why,
well,
that...
isn't there a note in it?
Oh, I suppose so. Yes, here it is.
What's it say?
Darling, this is goodbye forever. I'm taking the only way out.
Huh?
But by the time you get this, it will be all over. Oh, no.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, Glenn, it's all my fault.
Now, Nancy, relax, relax. Take it easy.
I'll never forgive myself, never.
Here, let me see that note.
Oh, you heartless thing. How can you laugh at a time like this?
Listen to this, Nancy. You didn't finish.
Oh, what's it say?
By the time you get this, it will all be over. I'm getting married to Joy Carter, the heiress, at St. Michael's at 11.
What?
It goes on. I love you, Nancy, but when you turned me down, Joy won me on the rebound with $4 million.
Oh,
He's just getting married.
That's even worse. Glenn, what time is it?
Half past 10.
Why, that scheming hussy. She's got her nerve trying to steal Bill from me.
Trying to steal
him? I'll show her. She won't get away with this.
Hey, where are you going?
Where do you think? I've got 30 minutes, and I'm going to save Bill before it's too late.
Save him? From $4 million?
No, I'm going to save him from that awful, predatory woman. She'll never make him happy, Glenn.
But you will. Is that it?
Yes.
Well, good luck, Nancy.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. Oh, dear me. I've got to hurry or I'll never...
Going someplace?
What? It's you.
Mm-hmm. Me.
What are you doing here? Why aren't you at St. Michael's getting married? And Bill Manning, what was the idea of sending me that note?
A note? What note?
Oh, stop acting so innocent. The note you sent with the book.
I sent you a book? What book?
You know very well what book. This book. Will you marry me?
My darling, this is so sudden.
Oh?
Of course I'll marry you.
Now you wait.
But darling, you can't back out. If you do, I'll sue you for breach of promise.
Oh, Bill, you idiot. You adorable idiot.
Still hate men?
Uh-huh. All except you.
The curtain falls on the last cast of I Hate Men. Another curtain time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time stars Harry Elders as Bill Manning and Nana Sargent as Nancy Wright. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland and George Caesar. The script was by Bob Tieran. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. And now, our Curtain Time stars return with a word about next week's play.
Next Saturday, Pat, I'm a Hollywood actress who is married to a scenario writer.
And, Pat, if you think that's smooth sailing, just be sure to hear Pathway of a Star.
I certainly shall. Thanks and good night, Nana Sargent and Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.